Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this meeting of the foreign ministers in the North Atlantic Council. Our world has become more dangerous this year. Instability is creeping closer. Russia is trying to replace the rule of law with the rule of force. Violence and extremism have spread across North Africa and the Middle East. We also face other challenges, from missile proliferation to cyber attacks. NATO stands ready to respond, and we responded to these challenges at the Wales Summit. We agreed on the Readiness Action Plan to ensure that NATO forces remain ready and able to respond swiftly to any threat from the east or from the south. We must implement the Readiness Action Plan in full and on time. We are maintaining continuous presence in the air, on the ground, and at the sea in our eastern part of the alliance. We are also developing the Spearhead Force. This is key for our security. At the Wales Summit, we also agreed to work even more closely with partner nations around the world and to help those who request our assistance to strengthen their defense sector. Our aim is to project stability without always having to project large forces, because prevention is better than cure. We are now translating this initiative into action by first developing tailored measures for Georgia, Jordan, and the Republic of Moldova. Our Wales Summit set out a clear course. We will keep NATO strong, with strong forces, strong capabilities, and strong partnerships. Let me now conclude the public part of our meeting. I would like to thank the members of the media who have joined us for the start of this session.